I'm going to make you the head of one of the biggest networks, one of the big four networks.
All right.
What is the first thing you do? I'll give you four choices of things you can do first day you start the job. Do you hire all new programmers and put on quality programming?
What, was this radio?
No, this is TV.
Oh, TV. Okay. Uh-huh.
So it could be radio too, but it falls into TV. So do you hire all new programmers and say, you know what? All of our programs are crap. Let's start from scratch. Do you come up with a new way to reach people, redesign the whole system, and come up with something new and revolutionary? You do that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see, hire the head of Netflix, because I guess they know what they're doing, so get them to come over to our network and fix it. Or do you D, fire Nielsen and hire a new startup company? Because
I don't like the ratings they're bringing me.
I don't like the ratings I'm getting, so you know what? We're going to fire Nielsen. And there's a new startup ratings company. We'll go with them.
Well, I'm guessing that somebody did do that last one because it's so absurd. I like the idea of hiring the person who is in charge of Netflix.
Or just come up with something totally new.
Something totally new, a totally new way to do it. Yeah, I would do either B or C. My guess is you're asking me this question because this happened and the person did D.
Yes, so NBC is going to fire Nielsen and hire a new competitor for the Super Bowl and the Olympics. So they're saying, you know what, the Olympics last, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Our ratings sucked. So we're not going to go with Nielsen anymore, the company that's been around since 1946. We're going to hire this brand new company and hope we have better ratings with them.
Well, I have to say, that's stupid because people either watch or they don't, and you need a way to measure it. And I don't know how this new company is going to, I don't know if they have the same measurement as Nielsen does. And if they do, the ratings will be the same. Here's the thing, though. Nielsen has had a monopoly on this, and that's problematic. You know, any company now that has any kind of monopoly on something is going to somehow take advantage. You know, we've had this in radio with you know, Arbitron, stuff like that. Like, people spend $1 million a year to get the Arbitron ratings, and yet the Arbitron ratings aren't really fair to everybody.
I know, but if everybody doesn't go with this new company and you're the only one and you're picking and choosing which programs it's going to rate,
right?
It doesn't make any sense.
Does NBC own this?
We were number one.
Does NBC own this new company?
No, I think somebody walked into a meeting and gave them a really good pitch, and they said, okay, guarantee we'll be number one. Okay, we'll be number one in Fugazi ratings. I don't know what that is, but we'll be number one. And nobody's going to pay attention to it. And agencies and clients are going to be like, I don't know what number one in Fugazi ratings. I could care less.
But that's the thing. You're going to be number one because who else are you competing against? There's nobody else in the... It's just you. You're number one and number two, three, four, whatever. It's just you.
Yeah. What happens when you fire Nielsen, hire this new company, and you're not number one, and Fox beat you?
Right.
And what do you do then? Do you say, oh, crap, maybe we should put on quality programming instead of put this shit on and hope we get ratings?
Yeah. No, I think that the problem is that they are living and dying by ratings. That's the problem. They don't need a new ratings system. They need to do something other than ratings, because it's not about ratings anymore. You know, when it was just the top four channels or however many channels they were, that made sense because you had something to compete against. But now, I mean, just look at the Oscars or just look at the Golden Globes. It's not just the movies and the television shows that are in the movie theater, and it's not the television shows that are only on network. They're competing against Prime. They're competing against Netflix. They're competing against Hulu. Yeah. I mean, look at the SAG nominations just came out. There's so much stuff nominated that are exclusively on Hulu. So if you don't have Hulu, you've never seen those shows. You know what I mean? So the whole system has changed. So they need another way to measure ratings. Nielsen should be fired. Everyone should fire Nielsen. Everybody should. not just NBC. Don't go with a new person. Just don't go. Don't go with it anymore. Netflix doesn't care about Nielsen.
No, they don't care about ratings. They just care about money.
Right. Disney doesn't care about Nielsen. So why does NBC care about Nielsen?
Yeah, they go with who pays the most money. So that's why I say fire everybody. Hire the guy from Netflix. Have him come over and fix NBC. Don't put on another game show with Jimmy Fallon doing it. It's the worst game show on TV, something music oriented. I couldn't watch 10 minutes of it. So bad. So instead of putting shit like that on, put a real show on.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think the problem is they're almost like an old studio system. They already have Jimmy Fallon under contract. So they just throw him a little extra cash and add something else to his roster of things to do. Mm-hmm. They're not going to go hire somebody brand new or come up with a new concept or new idea. They're just going to squeeze the life out of the people they already have.
Yeah, what they do is they play songs from like 10 years ago on a flute, and you have to figure out what it is.
That's stupid.
Or like a Casio keyboard and a kazoo, and you have to figure out what the song is. You're like, Justin Bieber, sorry. Yes. Ah!
Okay.
The worst show.
Although, remember we used to do where I would try to sing a song and the listener had to guess what song I was trying to sing?
Yeah, but we didn't do it for half an hour.
No. And remember, I wouldn't know all the lyrics. I'd be like, and then she, ba 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 ba.
And we did songs that were current and on the chart.
Yeah,
they're doing songs from like 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's dumb.